This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The District of Alaska U.S. Attorney's Office has announced the initial court appearance for Bethel's Gladys Jung Elementary School principal, Chris Carmichael. Carmichael will appear in court at the federal building in Anchorage for a complaint detention hearing this morning at 10:30 a.m. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, in conjunction with Bethel Police, arrested Carmichael last week. He is charged with attempted transfer of obscene material to a minor and attempted coercion and enticement of a minor. Last week, the U.S. Marshals Service took a trip to Bethel and nearby communities to make sure registered sex offenders are complying with restrictions, such as living where they are required to live and also to assure that outstanding warrants are dealt with. Here's Rochelle Ledyke, Deputy U.S. Marshal in Alaska.
We were either working with local law enforcement here to get warrants issued for those individuals, or we were working to get those people back into compliance.
The U.S. Marshals Service is a federal agency that helps local and state law enforcement. In Alaska, that can come with some big challenges, since many communities that need such extra assistance are remote and only accessible by plane or by boat in the summer. Ledyke has been to Bethel in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta before, but her visits will become more frequent after U.S. Attorney General Williams Barr visit to Bethel in May to see the rural Alaska public safety situation firsthand. Shortly afterwards, he declared a public safety law enforcement emergency for rural Alaska and freed up funding and resources. And the results, Ledyke says, were almost immediate.
The extra resources have allowed us the ability to get out here, and we're hoping to make a difference and actually help out the community here to just become safer for everybody.
And one of the ways to do that is a new partnership called Operation Rural Alaska Anti-Violence Enforcement, or RAVEN for short. According to a press release, the RAVEN effort completed 140 compliance checks and helped arrest 14 people on warrants that involved murder charges, possession of child pornography, felony assault, and other offenses. In military news, every year an Alaskan is honored with the Veterans Advocacy Award. The honor recognizes people who have made an impact on veterans' issues through their volunteer work. This year's recipient was Kotzebue Elder Chester Ballett, a Vietnam War veteran who has spent much of his life helping rural Alaska vets apply for benefits and creating spaces for them to discuss their military service. KOTZ's Wesley Early reports.
Director of the Alaska Office of Veterans Affairs, Verdi Bowen, presented Ballett with the honor on Wednesday in Kotzebue.
Chester's always been my mainstay in this region. We've always been able to use him for the programs dealing with veterans, and he has just been, you know, the best go-to person I've ever had.
Ballett was born in Selawik in 1944 and has spent most of his life in Kotzebue. He says, growing up, there was a major National Guard presence in the region, and it inspired him and other Alaska Native people to serve in the military.
We always had the National Guard up here, and we looked up to them, so we wanted to be like them. And besides, there weren't that many jobs available, and getting out of town, so to speak, would be like joining the services, whether it be the Air Force, the Navy, or the Army.
Ballin enlisted in the Army in 1966. He spent 3 years in the service, including a year and a half in South Vietnam, where he served in the 97th Signal Battalion.
We took care of the carrier stuff and just made sure communications was up and running.
After completing his service in 1969, Ballett worked at various radar sites throughout the state before settling back in Kotzebue in 1975. During his time away, he says he didn't talk about his service with anyone.
Service life was not the best experience to go through, especially down in South Vietnam and or the war zone. I just didn't want to talk about it.
Ballett finally did talk about it when he moved back to Kotzebue. He says when he got together with other vets from the area, they all found that they had a place to discuss things that many others couldn't relate to. Ballett helped to turn those informal meetings into a yearly Veterans Day gathering in Kotzebue.
It helped me just telling others what my experience was, and they understood what I went through, and I understood what they went through.
Ballot also participated in the Tribal Veterans Representatives Program, where he traveled to villages in his region to help veterans with benefits and other VA information.
I believe that they felt a lot better talking to a local Native person with what their problems are or what their issues are, rather than talking to some non-Native person, even though that non-Native person may be a veteran themselves.
Ballot's activism extended beyond helping with paperwork. He says he also helped introduce military funerals to the region, similar to ceremonies in the Lower 48.
We helped with the draping the flag over the casket. We played taps, and we learned how to fold the flag and make a presentation to the family members.
When presenting the Veterans Advocacy Award to Ballot, Bowen with the state VA office noted Ballot was part of a working group that helped establish the VA Native Healthcare Sharing Agreement, which helped Native veterans get access to medical care. Bowen says Ballot's work helped more than just Native veterans.
That program itself is the baseline for the National VA Mission Act, the one that was just signed into law. And without Chester's initial help, we would have not been able to get that thing in place. So all veterans across the nation, 20 million veterans, were impacted by what Chester started.
Ballot was recommended for the award by the Alaska Veterans Advisory Council, who put his name forward to Governor Mike Dunleavy. Reporting in Kotzebue, I'm Wesley Early.
Alaska Airlines' embargo on new cargo from several bush communities like Bethel has been partially lifted. After going days without accepting any new freight shipments from six rural communities, airline spokesperson Tim Thompson says that Alaska Airlines' three 737-700 cargo jets came back into service this weekend. The large freighters were originally pulled out of service last week as bulk had issues with the aircraft's barrier walls prevented the freight from coming on board. According to Thompson, these barriers prevent cargo from moving towards the flight deck when the airplane decelerates. Thompson went on to say via email, quote, priority freight will be accepted and Alaska Air Cargo will run a modified schedule for freight delivery across the state. The airline will also continue to provide freight service on some passenger flights when space is available. Thompson also said that at this time, Alaska Airlines is not accepting general freight or Club 49 freight. Gold Streak and Priority are being accepted. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yuktoon coming up.